I'm Joel, and this is my wife, Michelle. We've been married for 45 years.
And we've got two sons, Clinton, who lives in Scotland, and Daniel lives with us. He's 34. Daniel's different. He's got a learning disability. They never really said what it is. He needs a lot from us. And I gave up work when he stopped school at 16. Didn't I, dear?
Yep.
So that I could take care of him.
We've tried and tried with a counsellor over the years to get what Daniel needs. Nothing's ever really worked out. I retired 3 years ago and all this is like a full-time job.
What can we tell you about Daniel? We love him. We really do. Don't we, dear?
Yeah, we do.
It can be hard work, but he's funny. He can make us laugh and so caring. He's very caring and sweet.
Yeah, he is. He volunteers at the day centre, the charity there. Helps out with the teas and coffee. He's independent too. He really wants to live on his own. We're not really sure how that would work out. He's well known locally. Everyone says hello and keeps an eye on him. But living away from us, we don't really know if he'd be alright, do we?
Oh, really not sure about him living away from us. He's had a few run-ins with the police because he's got agitated in the neighbourhood. One of the problems is that strangers just don't get him. He can seem really like I'm normal. I don't like to say that because he is normal to us. But people don't realise he's got a learning disability. So if he does some of his acting out, people don't know how to take it. And it can lead to trouble.
Yeah, that's true. He's got friends though. It's not like he's lonely. He's made some friends at the place he volunteers. And he's got friends around that he's grew up with locally.
Not always sure about those friends though. He's always short of cash. We wonder sometimes if they take advantage of him. We do let him look after his own money. But it is a worry. I hate to think of that happening to him.
There's a lot to worry about with that boy, you know. We help to make sure he's got up and he's showered in the morning and that he's put on the right clothes like a coat when it's raining. His tablets and things, his medication. That's the one to watch. And he can be tricky with it. Really tricky. You refuse point blank to take it. And that always ends up in a bit of an argument.
Yes. I hate the medication, Rose. We have to make sure he's at the places he needs to be. Sometimes we'll walk him along to the bus and sometimes I'll drive him. If I drive him someplace or I'm picking him up, he'll call me from his mobile. He's good with that. Knows how to make calls and things.
Yeah, so that's our Daniel. We love him. We really do, like I say, but it's a struggle. We're pretty tired and we're not getting any younger. I had a heart attack last year, didn't I? And it does leave you wondering what happens when...
Now, we don't want to think about that, do we? Don't be tempting fate by talking about it. I wish, though, that the council knew what we do. They don't seem to want to help. We phoned them and they've been out to see us. We've got an assessment and some plan or what have you. Daniel's getting one too.
Sometimes, though, you wonder where the time's gone. I'm an old man. I was a boy just moments ago. Remember when we used to go dancing?
Oh, yes.
You loved the music, you did. Really loved it. When was the last time you put on a tune?
Oh, you're making me sad now. We loved our dance, didn't we? We were the best of all our friends too. Not so many friends about now. But that's what happens.
Yeah.
We have two sons we love. And we have each other, Joel. We mustn't complain.